All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop, as nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the Cleveland Browns yesterday were so close to getting their first victory since week 16 of the 2016 NFL season. However, they could not get it done. The Browns tied with the Pittsburgh Steelers by the score of 21 apiece, and this was the first week one tie in the NFL since 1971 when it happened between the Miami Dolphins and the Denver Broncos. Now, the Steelers were in control of this game until the fourth quarter when they allowed the Browns to erase a 14-point deficit. Pittsburgh didn't necessarily miss running back Le'Veon Bell, who was holding out for a long-term deal, as James Conner had 135 yards on 31 carries, but he did have one key turnover. Now, Pittsburgh as a team had six turnovers. Big Ben threw three interceptions. He also had two fumbles, and he was sacked seven times by this Browns defense. The Browns competed, but they simply still don't know how to win. Now, there are plenty of positives for Browns head coach Hugh Jackson to build off of for his young team. The Browns competed. They fought, scrapped, and clawed. They even had an opportunity to win after a Ben Roethlisberger turnover late in overtime, but their field goal was blocked. So this is something that he has to try to find a way to build off of. You competed, you hung in there with one of the better teams in the AFC, but you simply could not get it done. But more importantly, you did not lose. So that has to be a positive for Jackson to get across to his team heading into their week two matchup with the New Orleans Saints. Now, of course, being that the Steelers did not win, the question is going to arise again. Will they pay Le'Veon Bell? The answer is going to be no. He's going to be stubborn on this, as will the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, a tie is not bad, but it isn't good either. A tie is still better than a loss. And typically, we've always seen with one of these teams in recent years, if they have a tie, it comes back to help them when they are looking to get a postseason spot come December. I still think that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to contend for a postseason spot. Like I said, coming into this year, the Browns are going to be much more competitive than they have been in years past. We saw that yesterday, and it would have been good for their sake to get a victory, especially against the Steelers, and really have something to build off of. But still, a tie is better than a loss, and I guarantee you that this is something that Jackson is going to preach to his team all week long. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.